Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, welcome once again to one of the great events that we have the pleasure to serve up for you. We are broadcasting live from one of the great places here in Southern Arizona. I am so glad that you've tuned in to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210 for another Power Happy Hour here live from Cigar Madness at Jerry Cigars, 4433 North 1st Avenue, northwest corner of 1st and Wetmore, and the party is just getting underway. Cigar Madness in all of its majesty, and our good friend Jerry Yang has rolled out the red carpet for you. Listen to this, fellow foodies. We've got 20% off box purchases from great cigar companies like Avo, Tatuaje, Crown Heads, Alec Bradley, Ashton, Drew Estate. But the party doesn't stop there. Take 20% off all of those box purchases and you walk away with great prizes. There's great raffles, there's great giveaways, and all you got to do, fellow foodies, come on into the store, mention the radio show, and you're going to get something else for free, another free gift live for you here at Jerry Cigars. Again, on the northwest corner of 1st and Wetmore for Cigar Madness. We have got so much to talk about and so little time. And when we're thinking about a great cigar and a great cocktail, the pathways lead to many destinations. But our destination of choice for our celebrity co-host for the full hour, writer with the Tucson Foodie, my good friend, the Honorable CJ Ham is back with us.
How's it going, Matt? Is this not great or what?
I mean, are you kidding me?
Barbecue, cigars, whiskey,
camaraderie, brothers and man. Sisters of the leaf.
My testosterone spike just walking in the door, man.
That's what happened. And, you know, as you come out here to these great Jerry Cigars events, right after the event is concluded, Jerry is going to be wheeling out a whole roasted pig.
Yes, I heard.
Which is why I chose you today, CJ Ham. We're going to have a pig.
Cannibalism at its finest,
work with
my
me,
friend,
because
I will eat that thing. So, head to toe, I'll eat them.
That's right. So you can stand in line for some of this great whole pig dinner.
Wait, I thought I was celebrity co-host. Why'd I got to stand in line?
That's right. Eddie Purchase gets you a ticket in the line to have some of this great pork. So cigars, whiskey, pork, camaraderie, that's why we're here.
Yes.
Cigar
Thank
Madness.
You for having me.
Absolutely.
Great
so,
day to have me.
Seriously, the party is out in the parking lot. There's Mr. Cookman's food truck is out there.
That barbecue looks amazing.
Louisiana-inspired queue. We're going to be sinking our teeth into some great queue here in just a few minutes. But anyway, CJ, tell me what's going on in your world these days, dude.
Oh, you know, I'm doing work with Tucson Foodie, as you know, and working on a few special articles. One of them being I have the misfortune of having to go have steaks at all the steakhouses in town to tell everybody where to get a steak, a good steak. As you know, doing radio and you know, I do a lot of shows, too.
Yeah.
The one question I always seem to get, no matter what show it is, what time of day it is, whatever, is where do I go get the best steak? So we're putting together a article for the people, different price points.
Love it.
So if you want to do the $45 tomahawk and pay an extra $17 for the cream spinach, that'll be on there. But if you want, you know, to go to a nice saloon on a Wednesday night and grab a $9.99 sirloin baked potato bean salad deal, that'll be on there too. Still in the works. Hit about half of the places that I need to, as well as my weekly columns. I'm doing Nine on the Line still.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Now, who your most recent victim for the Nine on the Line?
Most recent, I believe, was Renee, which
Krieger.
Was actually the topic of your last story.
My last story about her breakfast pizza. But, yeah, I love her answers to your questions. The one that I really loved the best was, with an electric chair in your future, is that the question?
Yeah.
What does your last meal look like?
I'll be too nervous to eat, so put me at Scott & Co. and give me a bourbon.
And just bring on...
No?
Well, speaking of bourbon, well, actually not speaking of bourbon, because we're going to be debunking the myth that Jack Daniels is bourbon. It's not. It's a Tennessee whiskey. It's a sour mash. And the lovely Melinda Dickinson from Alliance Beverage, our resident Jack Daniels authority, she just wheeled in, and she brought out some great selections from her portfolio. So it's not just about great bourbons, great ryes. I love to sort of pay homage to the classic whiskey that
whiskey.
Is Jack.
I mean, whiskey across the spectrum is for me. I mean, I like anything from Irish, sour mash, scotch, I mean, I'm a whiskey hound.
Well, you come to the right place.
And now you got a Sicilian whiskey I see sitting up over here.
We got all, yeah, exactly. The Sinatra.
Well, it has Sinatra on it. Yeah. So, you know, that's right in my wheelhouse.
So we're going to be doing some tastings here, led by the very gifted and capable hands of Melinda Dickinson from Alliance Beverage. Now, TucsonFoodie.com, the online food and drink magazine. I love what
the
you and your two.
Online food
yep,
and
there
drink
you go. I stand corrected.
Tucson.
Yeah, TucsonFoodie.com.
No, you said it. I just put the accent on there. You said it right.
So people can go to TucsonFoodie.com, kind of map out what they, you know, with your information that you've put out, use it, kind of print it out to take it around town.
And Tucson Foodie's growing. I mean, every day we're growing. We're adding, you know, new contributors, new kind of focus points. Adam just got, you know, Craft Beer Betty doing a beer article.
Sarah Ritchie, absolutely.
Yeah, Sarah Ritchie.
I should say, great lead-in, because Sarah Craft Beer Betty herself is going to be our celebrity co-host a week from today. We're going to be broadcasting live from Beer Olympics at Borderlands Brewing Company. They got a new beer garden out there, and there's all kinds of great beer sporting events, and we're going to be in the thick of it with Craft Beer Betty herself.
Well, I'll see you there.
That's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we're talking to CJ Hamm, our celebrity, the celebrity co-host for the full hour here at Cigar Madness. Again, come on in here to get 20% off all of these great cigar manufacturer boxes, raffles, prizes, giveaways. Mention the radio show when you come in here and you're getting another free gift, and he's got some great things to give out.
I'm always sure.
A pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you, Matt.
So this is the point where we turn our attention to whiskey.
Twist my arm.
What better person, when we're thinking about, as I said, paying tribute to one of the whiskeys that really stood out early on in the story of whiskey and what it is from Americana. It's down there in Lynchburg, Tennessee, and it is the Jack Daniel's brand, and representing this wonderful, iconic brand is an icon in this community in her own right from Alliance Beverage, Melinda Dickinson.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me out.
I couldn't do the show without you. And you come bearing gifts.
I do. I brought you an assortment of everything made by Jack that is current in our market.
We're going to be talking about each of these whiskeys along the Jack spectrum, doing a little Jack talk with you. But help our listeners understand sort of from a historical perspective the story of Jack Daniel's. Because, you know, there's a lot of these great American craft whiskeys that are blossoming seemingly every day. There's a new brand, and I just wanted to come back, take a step back, and say, you know, this whole conversation about American whiskey really began with Jack Daniel's.
Oh, that's 100% true. I totally agree with you. Jack was very, very young when he started making whiskey. He was about 13. He learned from a pastor, and that gentleman was actually given the choice by his congregation to either make whiskey or save souls. He decided to go ahead and pass on whiskey making to Jack. Well, Jack started at the age of 13 making it. By the age of 16, the legend goes that he actually walked up to Washington, D.C. and got the number one distillery license.
Oh my gosh.
For Jack Daniel's.
That I did not know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very cool.
So amazing, amazing story. His actual name was Jasper Newton Daniel, but thank God he went by Jack. Otherwise, we'd all be drinking Jaspers and Coke. Right? Not nearly as great.
Very forward-thinking move on his part.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But Old Number 7 is the number one selling whiskey in the entire world. They've been a staple. It's been made very much the same way ever since he first started. So it's phenomenal.
Why mess with perfection?
Exactly. Brown-Forman, which owns Jack Daniel's, actually makes all their own barrels too. So they make it to their very own specifications for not only Jack but also Old Forester. They do Woodford, and they do it also for early times.
I love it. And I think it's also the only whiskey that actually makes its own charcoal. And this is, I mean, you go onto the Jack Daniel's website, and you can see a video of this actually happening. Yeah. Talk a little bit about the beginning of the process where the charcoal mellowing happens. You're literally building structures out of sugar maple and burning them down.
And they do, and it is hot. I mean, you get within 100 feet of that fire, and it's a raging inferno. It's amazing. So they cool it down when it hits exactly the size of charcoal that they want. And then what will happen at that point is they will mellow it through the charcoal. So the whiskey will be distilled, and then they'll take it, put it through that charcoal. It'll remove some of the flavor, some of the impurities. It'll make it a lot softer. From that point, they'll actually put it into the barrel. And to your point, what makes Jack Daniel's, a Tennessee whiskey, different from bourbon is that charcoal mellowing.
Right.
Bourbon doesn't necessarily need to be charcoal mellowed. Second to that, Tennessee whiskey is also a sour mash. which means that during the entire fermentation process, they take part of the batch before and put it into the new batch. So it constantly remains consistent.
There's the wisdom right there.
Nice. That's it.
Yeah. Beautiful. Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. We're going to come back and continue our conversation and, in fact, put some of Melinda Dickinson's words and claims to the test on a live flight tasting.
Let's
here.
Do it.
We're going to be tasting charcoal mellowing the way that Jack Daniels himself envisioned centuries ago here on the radio show. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. Hang on out with us because the fun is just beginning here for our live broadcast from Jerry's Cigars. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home. In your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour here on Power Talk 1210. Live from Cigar Madness at Jerry's Cigars, 4433 North 1st Avenue on the northwest corner of 1st and Wetmore. All kinds of great stuff here. Jerry Yang has rolled out the red carpet. And again, fellow foodies, all you have to do, come on into the store to take advantage of all these great specials and just mention the radio show. Say, hey, I heard Matt talking on the radio, and Jerry is going to give you a special gift. This is going to be a special day for you. Come join the party. I'm here with my celebrity co-host from Tucson Foodie, CJ Ham.
Yes, sir. Cigar Madness it is. Lots of cigars, lots of people. And everybody having a good time.
And lots of whiskey here.
Lots of whiskey
brought
here
by our resident Jack Daniel's authority from Alliance Beverage. Melinda Dickinson is back with us.
Howdy,
Melinda,
howdy.
Always great to have Jack as the centerpiece of this broadcast. So we talked a little bit about Old Number 7, that classic Jack experience, charcoal mellowed drop by drop with charcoal that is made right there in Lynchburg, Tennessee. So why don't we begin our tasting with wherever you'd like to start.
Okay, well, I tell you what, where we're going to start is we are going to start at the smoothest, most mellow product that Jack makes, which is called Gentleman Jack.
Gentleman Jack.
Good
now,
gentlemen.
This is a great tribute to how charcoal mellowing actually will change the whiskey, which is very cool. So Gentleman Jack is charcoal mellowed, aged, just like Jack Daniels, and then it's charcoal mellowed a second time. So when you taste the Gentleman Jack, what you're going to get is a very, very soft sort of a flavor. It's going to be really great. You're still going to get that oak. And I'll show you the difference between Gentleman Jack and Jack in just a second. So first thing we do, take a peek at it. It's a gorgeous amber color.
It really is.
Yeah.
Just beautiful, clean,
right.
Beautiful color.
Salute.
Salute. Oh, drinking on the radio. God.
Oh, this is...
Does this job
this
get better?
This is how we roll.
This is it.
Me and
maybe.
Matt never drink on the radio.
Okay. Two times we talked about charcoal mellowing twice.
Yep.
You can get away with doing it one time, but that's not good enough for Jack Daniel's.
Nope.
Gentleman Jack, twice charcoal mellowed. Now, this is a beautiful whiskey, really with an expression right away, right on the front end, that spirit really begins to express itself.
Absolutely.
Just beautiful.
Lots of vanilla, lots of just absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, I love this.
Caramel
some
in there.
Caramel undertones.
Caramel,
yeah.
Vanilla. Gentleman Jack.
Gentleman
and a
Jack.
Gentleman he is.
Ask for it by name at your local favorite purveyor.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we began our tasting with the Gentleman Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Rave applause here from our folks that are watching. So where are we going next?
All right, next we're going to hit up Jack Daniel's Old Number 7. So everybody, well, a very, very large majority of people have said, I've had Jack, but have you had Jack straight up against all the other brands within the Jack family? Normally not. So
no, I've had Jack straight up quite a few times, though.
All right. CJ, I like your style. All right, so grab the Jack and go ahead and try this by comparison to the Gentleman Jack. Salute.
Salute. Salute.
Oh, my old friend.
There it
friend.
Is.
Yeah.
My old
friend. Old Number 7.
Spicier, bigger, bolder. You can really tell what that charcoal mellowing does to that whiskey. How different it is. And
absolutely.
when American whiskeys are actually made, they need to be aged in brand new white American oak barrels, charred and toasted on the inside.
Mm.
So you get a lot of the flavors. It's made to their specifications, so the char time, the toast time, they won't actually release that information. The heat of the actual flame, they won't tell you because it's a proprietary secret. They tell you that, you can go and make your own.
No, we can't break that. We can't break you down right now.
Not
can
at
we?
All.
We
no.
can't do it.
You know the information.
Oh, I knew it at one point. I knew part of it, but they wouldn't ever tell me the second part. I went to the Cooperage and I said, hey, and they said, absolutely not. You can't know.
This is great.
And the CIA of whiskey.
Seriously. Yep. And what's good about I get this Jack... this flavor profile, this perspective,
mm-hmm.
really going beautifully with the cigars that we're smoking. So
oh,
I'm having this great Avo cigar, one of our manufacturers here on site. This a little bit of the Avo with this Jack, this charcoal mellowed Jack. Again, what a beautiful combination, a beautiful pairing.
Goes great with this Ashton, too.
With the Ashton, again. So we started the tasting with a little Gentleman Jack. We moved our way on. There's Rob Tom. Can I say that on live radio? Rob Tomlinson is here. You know Rob Tomlinson?
I do. We used to work together at this little bar called the Cactus Moon.
You were at the Cactus Moon. Oh,
absolutely.
My gosh. This is like celebrity hour here at Jerry Cigars. Okay, so we began with the Gentleman Jack. We moved to the Old Number 7, this great Jack experience.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we even go from here, Melinda?
I'm going to blow your mind right now. So what we're moving to is the Jack Daniel's single barrel. The reason that this is amazing is because it's a very big, full-bodied whiskey. It's absolutely gorgeous. By the name, single barrel, it's whiskey that's matured in one barrel. It's not blended with any other barrels, so every single barrel tastes different than another.
Wow.
Mind blown.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing. But the reason that you guys are going to love this whiskey, it's a great cigar whiskey.
Indeed. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So this is the single barrel.
Yep.
And I love the packaging. We're gonna be taking pictures and putting them all up on our Facebook page. There's just every bottle has its own personality, has its own attitude. And then the single barrel, this is a whiskey drinker's whiskey.
Absolutely.
And I've seen different single barrel bottles too.
Yeah. They've changed a little bit in style over the years. I think that might be kind of what you're thinking. But each one is actually recorded with the Rick number, the barrel number, and as well the bottling date on it. So
nice.
If you ever have a chance to taste two bottles against each other,
oh,
they're
great.
From two different barrels, it's phenomenal.
What are you doing next Saturday?
I'm coming back and hanging out with you and Sarah Ritchie.
I love it. I love it. Single barrel by Jack. CJ, did you...
Oh, we were waiting for that?
Gone.
I'm going in. I'm cover me. I'm going in.
She said I was going to cigar. I had a cigar. I had to go at it.
CJ's a professional here.
Don't let that rumor get out.
Oh, you
bigger vanilla.
Bigger.
Bigger caramel. Mm-hmm.
Way bigger vanilla.
And that finish is beautiful. And again, here, differently from the Gentleman Jack, I'm thinking that the expression of that spirit is really on the back end. So on the Gentleman Jack, I got it right away on the front. I'm getting it on the back on this. Mm-hmm. The finish,
yeah,
a little bit more prolonged.
Sure.
And again, letting that sort of hang out on your palate for a little bit, dancing across your palate, picking up a little bit of that smoke from that cigar,
mm-hmm.
The single barrel is a whiskey, CJ Ham.
I just fell in love with you, Matt, just the way you described that.
Oh, my gosh. What are you doing next time?
What a wordsmith you are.
Beautiful expressions of Jack Daniel's, Melinda.
Thank you.
My gosh. I wish this was a two-hour show. What are we doing? Well, we do Rocket X Saturday?
Call the cab if it was.
Okay, so for anyone who's following along, we began this flight tasting with a gorgeous Gentleman Jack. We moved then to the classic old number 7, the Jack Daniels, the whiskey that started it all. Then we moved over to this great whiskey drinker's whiskey called the Single Barrel. Bigger vanilla, bigger caramel, much bigger whiskey, beautifully smooth. Again, this needs to be on your shelf at home. And when you're not at home, ask for Single Barrel when you're out supporting these great hardworking men and women behind the bar in Tucson.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, do you go anywhere after the Single Barrel? I mean, where do you go?
You know what? You had mentioned something to me in an email that you were kind of curious about, and you weren't the only one that had asked me about this particular product. What I brought to you is a bottle of Sinatra Select.
Oh, we're doing it my way, baby. Okay.
All right, so if we're going Sinatra, I need a break. I need to gather my thoughts.
Okay.
I need to make sure that I am, giving the right service to the whiskey, and I can't just run in. So we're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be saying happy 100th birthday to Frank Sinatra with the Jack Daniel's Sinatra Select. And you do not want to miss 1 minute of this. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Tucson cigar fans. Here's a special announcement about an upcoming event that you won't want to miss. On Saturday, March the 14th, our good friend Jerry Yang of Jerry Cigars will be hosting his annual Cigar Madness event from noon to 5. Celebrate the spring season with your fellow cigar comrades. Meet industry celebrities from top cigar and accessory companies. Chow down on some food truck fare and enjoy 20% off all box purchases from Drew Estate, Alec Bradley, Avo, Tatuaje, Ashton, and Crowned Head Cigars. And after the event, watch as Jerry rolls out a whole roasted pig for his customers to devour, making this a must-attend moment for cigar and pork lovers everywhere. It's Cigar Madness, March 14th from noon to 5 at Jerry's Cigars. 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. I'll see you there.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including cooking classes and demonstrations. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com and follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals Restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another Power Happy Hour here on Power Talk 1210 from Jerry's Cigars. We are broadcasting live from annual Cigar Madness event, 4433 North 1st Avenue on the northwest corner of 1st and Fort Lowell. Not 1st and Fort Lowell, 1st and Wetmore. And if you come on in here and mention that you heard this radio show, Jerry is going to give you a free gift. And there's all kinds of great specials from our friends from Avo and Tatuaje, Crowned Head Cigars, Alec Bradley, Ashton, Drew Estate. The celebrities are in the house. And one celebrity here who is joining us for her On the Menu Live debut, our resident Jack Daniels authority from Alliance Beverage, Melinda Dickinson, is back.
Thank you.
And is she ever. So you started talking about Sinatra before we went to a commercial break. Talk to me.
Okay. So here is the history with Frank Sinatra and Jack Daniels. Frank Sinatra has always been a huge, huge brand fanatic for Jack Daniels.
Absolutely.
The story goes that every time he would perform, he would have a case of Jack on the stage with
my
him.
Man.
When he passed, right? When he passed away, the rumor has it that they actually buried a bottle with him. Mm. So the way that Jack was made when Sinatra used to drink it was a little bit different. It was a little bit higher proof. The flavor profile was just a tad bit different. So what they did was they decided to release a limited edition Frank Sinatra Select. Now, the reason that people were asking me about this long before Arizona even had it was because it was available, but only in duty-free shops. So the story was out there. People wanted it. They were very, very excited. This year, in 2014, actually, we went ahead and released it to Arizona, and it's available.
How can you get it?
Oh.
You know what? You can look for it at places like BevMo, Total Wine. AJ's could probably order some for you.
Anything local?
Yeah, we've got a couple of accounts that pour it by the glass.
Oh, nice. Great.
Yes.
I'll be there.
Yes.
I love what I think Sinatra said about Jack Daniels, something like 3 ice cubes, 2 fingers, and a splash of water.
That's
or something like that.
I think he skipped the water.
Exactly. It was Frank Sinatra.
So
are you actually saying that we're going to have the unique opportunity to actually taste the Sinatra Select, or
yes.
are you just a big tease?
Oh, no. I went ahead and poured it for you. I'm going to take it back, though. You can't have it.
No. Okay, so is this the next one in our tasting?
This is it, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
This is it.
Sample number 4 is
I want to propose a different toast in honor of Frank Sinatra.
Let's do it.
In Italian, they say, "Facci moche un bicchiere." It's not dirty. That means have a drink with me.
Oh, beautiful, CJ.
Cheers.
All right, Roger.
Roger.
Toast. Okay.
Oh, my word. Isn't that's the only Jack I haven't had.
Oh.
And now it's my favorite.
Gosh.
Now,
Sinatra Select.
Let me tell you a little bit about the barrel and what they do with it, because it's different from what they do with the Jack Daniels barrels. So they take an original Jack barrel, and it's toasted and charred on the inside. But then what they'll do is they'll actually take a Dremel tool, and they'll run rings around the inside of the barrel, and they'll do a lot of rings, and they'll be different depth and whatnot. So what you get with this particular whiskey is that whiskey gets some of that contact with that uncharred and
I was going to say, it's got a spicier kick as a result.
Yeah. Isn't it great?
Just beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
So we've got to unfortunately wrap up this whiskey tasting, but you've got a couple of more whiskeys in the Jack Daniels portfolio. Talk to us quickly about the other two that you brought.
Flavored whiskeys, biggest moving category right now. Whiskey's growing double digits, and a lot of that is due to flavors. What I brought you is Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey. It's been out for about 4 years. Super smooth, easy to drink, chilled shot. The brand new thing that we just released at the beginning of March in Arizona, Jack Daniel's Tennessee Fire. Made with Jack Old No. 7 and cinnamon liqueur.
Cinnamon liqueur.
It's blended gorgeous.
And using the Jack Old No. 7 as the base.
Yes.
And on that Jack Honey, honey liqueur then bringing in.
Yep.
And like you say, I mean, the flavored whiskey category, off the charts, Melinda.
Yep. Huge, huge.
Wonderful.
Yep.
So.
I refer to it as kind of a gateway whiskey.
Yeah,
get
exactly.
them started here and move on this way.
And there'll be Sinatra Select enthusiasts in no time.
Much like CJ.
Anyway,
me,
you have rounded out our Cigar Madness event here beautifully with these wonderful flavors, this wonderful iconic story of Jack Daniels. We just cannot affirm enough to our listeners, remember Jack as you're out. Remember Jack as you're in. Make Jack Daniels one of these wonderful programs and products a part of your daily whiskey diet. I certainly do. And I have you, Melinda Dickinson at Alliance Beverage to thank. Thank you so much for introducing us to really what I think are world-class whiskeys.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me on.
Thank
it's been
you.
A blast.
Melinda Dickinson, everybody, from Alliance Beverage. Anyway, we're going to ask you to take off your headset and hand them to the gentleman, probably the best-dressed gentleman in the house today. He's going to take a seat right there, but we don't want you to go away. Hang out for the rest of the show, Melinda, because there's so much to do. But here in his On the Menu Live debut, I welcome a star, a celebrity, in his own right. We are privileged to have him here in Southern Arizona. He is the vice president of Alec Bradley Cigars, Clay Roberts.
Matt, how the hell are you?
I mean, well, I'm surrounded by whiskey, Clay.
Well, you're surrounded by liquor. That barbecue outside is amazing.
Mr. Cookman's.
It's delicious.
Louisiana-inspired Q, man.
I have had more meat. I haven't had this much meat inside of me since I went to Thailand.
Oh,
what does that mean, Matt?
He wasn't even drinking with us.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, I've been drinking.
Okay.
I first discovered Alec Bradley a couple of years ago at the Big Smoke out in Las Vegas.
Oh, awesome.
I had so much fun with the people that you have, your team behind the booth, really engaging cigar enthusiasts with kind of a different story on the cigar circuit. Talk to us a little bit about Alec Bradley.
Well, Alec Bradley was started by a gentleman named Alan Rubin, who owns the company. And Alan Rubin has no Cuban roots. Ralph Montero, who is Alan's business partner, is actually Cuban. So it's interesting is we have some of the highest ratings in the cigar industry for basically a non-Cuban-owned company.
Interesting.
Yeah, the Prensado was rated 96, number one cigar of the year in Cigar Aficionado, 2011. And we're very proud of that because, again.
Number one. Now, you still throw that out like it's another day at the office.
Oh, I throw it out, man.
Number one cigar.
Non-Cuban cigar.
Non-Cuban in Cigar Aficionado.
We're very proud of it. Alan's very proud of
my
the company.
Gosh.
Oh, my goodness. You know, what else could you want?
Yeah.
Well,
seriously.
Where do I start?
That's soup, maybe.
Yeah, you know,
he's a sharp man, did I
not tell you?
I didn't even know he was on the radio when I was over there.
I'm actually wearing a suit in Tucson, Arizona. It's 110 degrees outside. I actually sold 3 insurance policies on the way here. Some homeless guy is going to get a lot of money.
You didn't ask him if they smoke cigars.
No, it doesn't matter. I'm sure they're selling insurance.
So we got 20% off box purchases from Alec Bradley here. What are some of the trenders back there? What are people getting excited about over the Alec Bradley booth here at Jerry Cigars?
Well, besides my suit and my haircut, I actually use a Groupon for my hair transplant, so come see it. Did not work out well. What is this?
Oh, boy. He just went right face first into the fight. I love this guy.
All right, listen. We have the Nika Diamond. So the Nika Puro Diamond is a Nicaraguan Puro. Beautiful tobacco from Nicaragua. What's beautiful about the Nika Diamond is it smokes beautifully well. It sits in your mouth. It's actually a diamond-shaped cigar. Hmm. So it sits in your mouth well, like other things can. And what's amazing about the cigar is it's actually made out of metal presses. We found a machine shop in Managua, Nicaragua, to make this press. Traditionally, cigars are pressed in a wood style box, you know, with cinder blocks on top.
Yeah.
So this was a metal press we had made and forged in Nicaragua, and here's the Nika Diamond.
And the Nika Diamond is available by the box here at Jerry Cigars?
The Nika Diamond is available. It's $100 today. You get 5 free cigars, a shotgun ashtray, and I might or might not shave your name on my back.
Wow.
It's your choice, man.
And a Clay Roberts selfie.
That's worth it right there.
And there's the free gift right there.
Hey, I know everybody loves food here, so can I pitch this idea to
you? Do it. Do it.
Yeah, I'm going to open the first P.F. Chang's in Beijing. Think about it. Can you just think about it, Matt?
Hey, I just want to tell you, I loved your work on The Wire.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. I'm the evil love child of Tony Soprano and Paul Giamatti. You get in there, Matt. Get in my suit.
We're talking to Clay Roberts, the vice president of Alec Bradley Cigars. He's visiting us here from the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California. It's a privilege to have you here. Where can people find out more about Alec Bradley?
Well, alecbradley.com is an amazing site to go to. We have a lot of fun going on. We're a younger company. We're 15 years old, which in the cigar business is quite young.
Right.
And alecbradley.com has a lot of information, and we love cigars. We love people. We love to have a good time, and our motto is live true, and we all live true to the cigar business. God bless everyone who smokes cigars. We hang out. We luxuriate. We enjoy ourselves. It's a beautiful life.
You know what? I haven't luxuriated since, in quite some time. So, when I luxuriate, this is a headline-making moment.
I'm not sure I ever luxuriated, but
well,
I'll try it.
I luxuriated last night at the Hampton Inn. 100%. You know it is.
Mr. Luxuriate himself from Los Angeles, the L.A. Luxuriator himself from Alec Bradley, Vice President Clay Roberts. What a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you, Matt.
You can come on this show anytime and luxuriate freely.
Well, that's going to be you're going to be like a glazed donut, but I'll do it.
Thanks so much, man.
Thanks for
sharing the Alec Bradley story with us. All right, we're looking for Joel Schwartz. My good friend Joel is in the house here. We're talking about some great cigars that he's representing here. He's certainly no stranger to our audience because we had him on here last October talking about a great cigar that I was just introduced to, 724 from New Hampshire, which is a really cool story. But Joel here is representing, I think, one of the big names on the cigar scene just in the last year or two. This company has just gone through the roof. It's the Tatuaje cigar brand, and Joel Schwartz is back with us.
Hey, great to be back. Thank you very much.
We got great cigars. We got great whiskey. We got Clay Roberts suits. I mean, how do you get any better than this?
You should see the food on the table. It looks awesome.
Yeah, the whole
pig just came in.
The whole pig just turned out for the party.
I'm not talking about the other manufacturers that are here today.
Anyway, Joel Schwartz, Tatuaje, I think one of the big names out there on the circuit today.
We've been very fortunate. We've been around for 11 years, and we've really just been growing and growing. We're on the top 25 list with one of our blends usually almost every year. And our cigars are all, primarily Nicaraguan filler tobaccos. And the Pepin family, or the Dom Pepin Garcia family,
right,
has been making our cigars the whole time. We still make some in Miami, but the majority of production is coming out of the facility in Nicaragua.
And Pete, remind me his name, Pete?
Pete Johnson.
Pete Johnson, the celebrity behind Tatuaje. I mean, he's
the rock star.
He's the rock star.
But, I mean, Pete has worked as a roadie. That's his love is still music. He still has every, you know, as much input as he can onto it. His last concert he was a roadie on was the, I can't remember the name of the group. It was not a group that you'd think of.
All right, I got it.
You know,
well, like, maybe one of our listeners can call in and tell us. You know, you've been busy, boy, back there behind the Tatswahe table.
We got some great deals. We're 20% off boxes. We have a very special 3-pack that we're giving you. It's not a cigar that we sell. It's a special size in our Tatswahe Black line. That's only available with a box purchase. We have a raffle prizes here today. One of the raffle prizes includes a...
Mustache wax?
No. The mustache wax.
No, because our next guest used it all.
It's proprietarily mine. But we have a Tatswahe Monster Series from 2012, The Mummy, and there's one from 2014, which is the Dr. Jekyll. Next year, in the fall of this year, we'll come out with Mr. Hyde.
Okay.
And that's a limited edition.
Nice.
Now, I've heard of the Dr. Jekyll. A couple of my good friends have smoked that and said it is it's a cigar that is just off the hook.
It is amazing.
What makes that particular cigar such a top-selling brand?
What makes that cigar, it's a limited edition we do every fall. We're doing 13 years. Last year, 2014 was Dr. Jekyll. 2015 is Mr. Hyde. What makes that particular cigar special is a Santi Spiritus wrapper, which is a hybrid seed that almost nobody else is using. And it's the wrapper on that cigar that gives it all its flavor.
So how did you get to be so fortunate in life to be able to represent, you know, I think some of the great cigar brands in the whole world?
I'm a very fortunate person. I'm an independent broker. I have phenomenal brands. And all I can say, it's better to be lucky than good.
There's a hashtag for you.
We're talking to
Joel Schwartz. He is representing a great cigar company called Tatswahe. It's almost as fun to say as it is to smoke.
Yes, it means tattoo in Spanish. If anybody's met Pete, he's tattooed up his arms. He's known as Tattoo Pete. We just released a new line last fall called Tattoo.
Oh, great.
So, and that's a great little value price cigar, anywhere from $5 to $6. And the band Pete used to be the roadie for was the Jonas Brothers.
The Jonas Brothers. That's exactly right, boy.
That's hard rock, baby.
Well, I didn't think people that had tattoos were even allowed into a Jonas Brothers concert.
He had to get special clearance.
Anyway, how can people find out more about Tatswahe cigars?
Just go to tatswahe.com. They've got a lot of information out there. Ask your local retailer, because we spend a lot of time out there talking and teaching them the product, so you can learn the blend, see the variety of stuff. We have some really unique products. There's a Lancero sampler, which we make in small production, but we're always making it where you get to taste some phenomenal different shapes in the Lanceros, in blends we don't normally make.
Beautiful. Tatswahe, Tatuaje.
Correct.
Tatswahe, check them out online. Get to become a part of this Tatswahe story, this conversation, and wherever Joel Schwartz is, as you know, the fun just manifests. Maybe it is the mustache wax.
That mustache is epic.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of epic moments happening here.
Thanks again
for hanging out with us. This is really a lot of fun. You know, we are broadcasting live from Jerry's Cigars again, 4433 North First Avenue, northwest corner of First and Wetmore, and I am on the lookout for Brandon Puckett. Is Mr. Puckett in the house? Here he comes. Now, you know, as we say here on the radio show, fear the beard.
Fear the beard, indeed.
And we say fear the beard because that is the name of this gentleman's company, and he gets the unique privilege to represent a number of my personal favorite cigars, one with which I am not familiar until I crossed his path today, the Crowned Heads cigars. And here he is in all of his majesty representing Crowned Heads, Brandon Puckett.
My face for radio glory. Yes, I am here.
We were talking, you know, between you and Joel, you got a corner on the mustache wax industry.
By far. Absolutely.
So, Brandon, I've been following you for a long time on Instagram. And while we're saying that, what is your Instagram handle?
FTB_Oso. My nickname is Bear, so Spanish for bear is
great.
Oso.
FTB underscore Oso.
O-S-O.
Yeah,
Oso.
And you want to see...
very much multilingual today.
I'm telling you.
You know?
This is what we do.
That's about the extent of my Spanish.
So I love, you know, there's a lot of selfies of Brandon in his Instagram world, and I think some of the most creative broadcast. He is very pretty.
Don't lie to the listeners.
Brothers.
Dude, I love a red beard no matter what.
So. I'm ginger strong indeed.
So, Crowned Heads. This is, I mean, I got to tell
exciting.
You. New name for me. I'm really excited to hear what you guys are all about.
It's, you know, we're a newer company. Started about 4 years ago. John Huber is one of the heads of the company, and Mike Condor. They kind of partnered up. They both came from CAO. When the CAO merger with General happened, guys left and started up Crowned Head several years later. They work with some of the greatest manufacturers in the business. A good chunk of our product is made by EP Carrillo in Dominican Republic. And then our newest release, Jericho Hill, which is the one that people have been talking about because it is the newest, is actually made by Pepin Garcia at the My Father Factory down in Nicaragua.
I think there's a lot of sort of congregation over there by the Crowned Head table, but the Jericho seems to be buzzing. And I was just introduced to this cigar about a week, 10 days ago. What is it about this particular cigar, is it Jericho Hill, you said?
Jericho Hill.
That has got people jumping up and down?
I think the Mexican Maduro wrapper's become a very popular wrapper.
Yeah.
Pepin makes a lot of great cigars, so people really enjoy his product. So I think those two factors really came together to make a winning scenario with Jericho Hill. And the good thing about Crowned Heads is they always have a backstory for why they make a cigar. Jericho Hill is the name of a town from a Johnny Cash song called Cocaine Blues.
All of
the sizes in the cigar are named after characters and or situations from the song.
Wow.
The biggest size is called Willie Lee, for example. It's named after one of the characters in the song. The company's based in Nashville, so they have a very big musical influence into the line of cigars they make, and that's how Jericho Hill came about.
We're talking Sinatra, Johnny Cash, we're drinking whiskey, we're smoking
cigars.
We're looking at mustaches. What kind of day is this?
Tattoos.
Is this heaven? Did I die?
We're fearing the beard on live radio.
And what I've decided is 10 years from now, when it's less ginger and more gray, I'm going to change the name of the company, and it's going to be a little more stately, and we're going to go with Revere Thy Beard. And, you know, 10, 15 years, a little more gray.
Mine's already half gray. Stately. That's why I keep it short now.
Yeah, you know.
So I love the brand, Crowned Heads. I love the attitude with the graphics and the design, and you've got some hats and shirts and all kinds of great accessories here. I mean, this really stands out as a brand, I think.
We don't do advertising. They've never done any kind of advertising. They don't advertise with the magazines. You don't see radio stuff for them. Everything's social media driven, and everything's word of mouth driven. And it's a company, they started out small. They didn't want to take over the world overnight. They recognize that you have to kind of slowly build a brand, and that's what they've done. They've done a great job of branding the product, but you're not going to see them in Cigar Aficionado ads. You're not going to see them in the different magazines and on the websites. You'll see them in the ratings. Jericho Hill was the number one cigar in four different blog sites. It was top 25 in several. We were named Half Wheel's Company of the Year this year, Brand of the Year this year. So there's a lot of great things with Crowned Heads, but for the listeners who really get their information from things like ads they see in Cigar Aficionado, probably haven't heard of the brand in that case.
But I think that, in the spirit of the company, and there's this, like, the secret handshake going here between Joel
as I rub Joel's
and
back.
Brandon. There's it's the stash there.
Rubbing my head. It's
what we
so nice. You know the rule. You touch the beard, buddy. There's a rule for that.
So, but that's what we like. Cigars, great cigars are about great stories.
Absolutely.
And it's the story that sells the cigar. I mean,
100%.
Some of the best cigars don't spend a penny on advertising. We're drawn into the story, the dialogue about the conversation around great cigars. And some of my favorite cigars, I don't think I've ever seen in a full page ad.
You know, and beyond that, I don't think, I mean, the story's a big part of it, but the cigar itself makes the moment. I don't think the moment can make a cigar, but a cigar to me is just more of, it adds to the moment. It's not the moment. Great memories for me are accompanied by a cigar.
Right on.
And that's what they should do, in my opinion.
I think that's very profound.
They should accompany a great moment.
George, what can we expect out of Crowned Heads as we move into the summer and then into the fall?
We got some cool limited edition stuff coming, some I can talk about, some I can't. Some projects that are coming down.
The next
big one is, of course, Las Calaveras 2015. Everybody's dying for that. Everybody's waiting for that. I've got lists of people that are ready for that product. It's another product made at the My Father Factory. Last year's was a crazy smash hit, and this year's I've had the pleasure of smoking a couple of the pre-release samples, all two that were sent to me, and I will say, last year's my personal top 10. It was probably a top 3 for me last year.
Wow.
This new one this year is better.
Oh,
I mean, it's
big words, Brandon Puckett.
to steal from Barney from How I Met Your Mother, this cigar is legend. Wait for it.
Legendary.
Yes, yes it is. Our new best friend, Brandon Puckett, representing Crown Head Cigars.
Thank you, gentlemen, for having me.
And again, follow you on Instagram where?
FTB_Oso.
There, you heard it here.
Thanks, guys.
Anyway, thanks for hanging out with us. We are having an amazing party here. And you know what, CJ? This is a food show.
Yes.
And the food has arrived, and we have been showing some remarkable restraint. But Jonathan himself from Mr. Cookman's food truck here. Are you out of here? Do you have 2 minutes? Do you have 2 minutes?
Put that
headset on for crying out loud.
You're the man behind the cue,
bro. You know, he just has this humble attitude about him. I mean, for him, it's all about just making people happy with Louisiana-inspired barbecue. We're about to tear in to some ribs and hot sausage and pulled pork sliders the way that Chef Jonathan from Mr. Cookman's food truck has envisioned. Talk to us about Mr. Cookman, because this is the part where we eat and you talk, man.
Okay. All right. So I've been catering for a while. I've been doing it for about 2 years. And I had friends and people at church that said you need to go ahead and get a food truck. So I got the food truck, and I've been out here serving the public for about 1 year now. Had my anniversary this past February for Valentine's Day. It's something I love doing. I like seeing the expression and hearing the feedback from all the people. Hopefully.
Wow.
How's it taste?
I don't even have words.
which is very rare, John.
Yeah, because I'm a motor mouth.
You are?
So that smoke is...
Yeah,
phenomenal.
Those are smoked about 6 hours.
And when you see the smoke ring right away, it's that gorgeous pink circle that works its way.
Yeah, those are
look at that. Again, pictures on our Facebook page. So what do you mean by Louisiana-inspired, New Orleans-inspired barbecue?
So what that is to me, that's a little bit more spice, you know, using the cayenne pepper, using the cane sugar that we have, you know, back in Louisiana. It's one of our major exports.
That spice is right there, too. That's
so you should be feeling a little cayenne either on your lips or in the back of the throat right now. And,
yeah.
You know, that's what it's all about right there. It's all about
CJ's
good food.
Asking for a napkin.
Oh, yeah, a couple.
That's what it's all about. You know, it's good food. Shannon.
See, if I saw you on the street, I'd think you're a UFC fighter, not a barbecue master.
And everybody thinks that I'm actually a basketball guy. No, really. I am.
Gorgeous ribs.
This is amazing.
What kind of?
I don't pull no punches.
What kind of? How are you smoking these?
I'm smoking them over. I use a hickory and a mesquite. Hickory and mesquite.
Little blend. Little blend of the woods.
Yep. I think
mesquite and hickory work beautifully together.
Yeah.
You got that sense of place, sort of Southern Arizona style from the mesquite.
Yep.
The sweetness of that hickory.
Yep.
And the spices, the rub that you put on these ribs,
just
beautiful.
I'm going to go on record and saying these are some of the best ribs I've ever had
in my life.
He's unstoppable, Jonathan. So you brought out some ribs, and what else you got going? I mean, you got like a sampler
here. So this is a sampler. You have the pulled pork sliders on there. That pulled pork, I smoked it for about 16 hours. It was a 14-pound shoulder.
16 hours.
So I have my own grills. I have my own seasoning. You can get the seasoning at Arizona Grill and Hearth, which is on Speedway.
Oh, love those guys.
Yeah.
Love them.
Yep, Speedway in Columbus over there by the Dunnett West Paint Store, and you can go pick it up.
Mr. Cookman's food truck,
it's
on the street. I think your Facebook page is probably the place that you update where your truck is going to be.
Absolutely.
Facebook, a Twitter.
I have a Twitter. It's Mr. Cookman's _TUS for Tucson.
All right.
I'm on Instagram at RBHLLC. That's the official business.
People need to find these ribs. So write these addresses down.
I mean, if you find yourself in a traffic jam, you know, there's only one answer. You're probably behind Mr. Cookman's food truck on Facebook. Again, Mr. Cookman's. You're down to Tap and Bottle every now and then.
Yep. I go to Dragoon's, Tap and Bottle, 1055, Betrex Winery over there by University. And I do a whole bunch of, you know, events for hospitals and things like that. So if you need me, call me. The number is area code 504-261-7508.
And where's that area code?
That's New Orleans.
That is New Orleans.
504.
Anyway, Chef Jonathan from Mr. Cookman's Barbecue.
Absolutely.
A life-changing moment has taken over the radio show with these great barbecue coming off that truck. Mr. Cookman's, thank you again so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man. The truck is rolling away,
wow.
But the food here is coming because the pig just came out. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple sponsors, but let's do a trivia question first because we want to give the opportunity for one of our listeners to call in and win something fun. We're going to do a gift certificate for Jerry's. We're going to do a gift certificate for one of our favorite restaurants here in Southern Arizona. What would be a fun question? I'm ill-prepared, CJM.
Oh, well, you didn't give me any warning either.
What would be a good, all right, you know what, look, Jack Daniels, we tasted the Sinatra Select, okay? It came out to commemorate something in the life of Frank Sinatra.
All right. Right? See, you going right in my wheelhouse.
Okay, so Jack Daniel's Sinatra Select came out to commemorate something special, a day in the Frank Sinatra story, and we want to know what that is. If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, 750-7456. Again, that's 750-7456 to get a gift certificate, not only for Jerry's Cigars, but for one of these great restaurants that we have the privilege of broadcasting from each and every week. Good luck, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me, I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
Where is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And enjoy the
while
sweet
there,
and velvety check out their
flavor.
Wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Toole Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live with Mr. Cookman's barbecue sauce lovingly making its way down my chin at Jerry's Cigars with my celebrity co-host CJ Ham.
Very sticky celebrity co-host.
Righteous barbecue, man.
That was good, Q.
Our trivia question again. Let's do a little hint here. So the question is, Frank Sinatra is going to be, would have celebrated a big birthday this year. And in honor of that big day, the Jack Daniel's company produced a Jack Daniel's Sinatra Select. And we want to know, if Frank were still alive, how old would he be this year. A big day for Frank Sinatra this year. How old would he be if he were still alive? 750-7456. That's 750-7456 to get a Jerry's Cigars gift certificate and a gift certificate from one of the great restaurants here in Southern Arizona. Now we're bringing back our good friend representing Alec Bradley, Mr. Vice President Clay Roberts is back with us.
Matt, CJ, I just want to say this is off the charts. What's going on here at Jerry's is unbelievable. We got to thank Jerry. Listen, my narcissism knows no limits, so I'm back. I'm back, baby. Don't get in my head, Matt. There's 11 people in there and three don't speak English. I'm going to issue a challenge. Jerry has put on a party here that is unparalleled. It's an awesome party here at Jerry's Cigars.
Absolutely.
So here's the deal. You come here right now. I don't care what you're doing. Drop it all. You come here. There's a roast pig.
Yes.
There's half a beautiful roast pig.
70-pound pig.
A 70-pound pig, a few of which I've skinned in my life. Anyway, the deal, here's the deal. You buy any box of Alec Bradley cigars, which you get 20% off, you get 5 free cigars and a shotgun ashtray, I will dance with that pig. Now, I might be hiding a little Judaism, so I usually don't dance with the pig unless I pay for it.
I don't think you're hiding.
No, I'm not hiding it, but it's in there.
Okay.
So I'll dance with the pig. You come on down, you watch me dance with a roast pig.
Okay, so this, and you're
would
gonna...
you dance with a ham?
Well, I do want to go to heaven, but I'll do it. CJ, I'll do it.
Okay, you heard Clay Roberts himself say, you come in here, you buy a box of Alec Bradley cigars, not only are you going to get 20% off, not only are you going to get the shotgun ashtray.
Five free cigars.
And 5 free cigars in addition, plus the opportunity to have your picture taken with Clay, but he is going to dance with a pig.
It's
going to
be a slow dance, maybe to Tiny Dancer. We'll pick the music. Matt
Tiny
will pick
dancer.
The music. That pig will have no idea what it went through.
Okay, we do have a caller, actually. I don't know if it's from the Clay Roberts fan club or not, but one of our listeners thinks they know the answer to the question, and we're going to go to line one and say hi to Sean. Hey, Sean, how are you?
Outstanding. How are you, my friend?
Hey, we're doing great. We're smoking cigars. We're drinking some great whiskey. We're about ready to watch Clay Roberts dance with a pig. But anyway, we want to give a gift certificate to you and thank you for listening and tuning in. What's the answer to our question this week?
I'm going to say it's 100.
Okay, he says it's 100. Frank Sinatra,
yes,
100 years old, which is the backdrop against which this Sinatra Select whiskey was rolled out. Sean, congratulations. You nailed it.
All right.
Mass, but last time I did that to the caller.
Our first caller, absolutely. Well, Sean, listen, thank you so much for listening. Thanks so much for playing the game. And don't hang up because Mark back at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to mail those gift cards out to you in the mail.
Sweet. Wow. Awesome. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, guys. Wow.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, this is a lot of fun. Oh, and, wait. Sean, don't go away.
Clay from Alec Bradley. Where are you? I've been waiting for you. You're disappointing me. I'm going to dance with a pig for you. And I've danced with a few pigs in my life.
I'm actually in the lovely town of Sarita, so I'm always out.
Oh, you're down in Sarita. We got listeners down in Sarita.
Oh, go.
Well, the party will keep going.
That's a hop skip on the freeway.
Yeah, so, we actually have a couple of people from Sarita here in the house tonight.
I spent a week there one night. It's awesome. Come on down to Jerry's immediately, John. You must come.
But,
I'm going to dance with a pig.
Very cool. We're going to see you here in just a few minutes, Sean. Anyway, wow, what a party this has been,
this
CJ.
This has been a great time.
So we did not have a chance to try that honey. Now, have you tried the honey?
Yeah. I mean.
So the flavored whiskeys, as Melinda said, off the charts in sales. One of the big surge is in the whiskey
category. Kind of a purist. I'm not going to lie to you, Matt, but there's definitely a place for it. A good friend of mine, Richard, swears by the honey.
Yeah.
As well as my uncle swears by the fire. So there's definitely a place for it. I'm a purist, but I will definitely salute the honey
to
you.
Okay, cheers.
It goes
to you.
Good with barbecue, the honey, Jack.
Oh, what a great...
Doesn't it? Yes, sir.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
CJ, you absolutely nailed it. The honey, the Jack honey.
Especially with that spicy Louisiana barbecue.
All right, so what can we expect out of you? Talk about your steak thing again. When are you going to be putting that up online?
I'm working on it. I can't give you a deadline yet because we're going to take our time. I think this is going to be one of the biggest articles to date because everybody wants to know where to go eat a good steak except for vegans. this is going to be a very, a very well put together article. As with everything on Tucson Foodie, but I think this one's going to be referred to for years to come.
Is there one steak, though, when you're thinking about the whole spectrum out there in southern Arizona, is there one steak that just sort of, you know, comes to the surface for you when it comes to, I got to go out and have a great carnivore experience?
Well,
where are you going?
Yeah, there is. But again, it depends. I mean, you know, how much you looking to spend? What kind of environment do you want? Do you want an old cowboy event?
Right.
Do you want, you know, the steakhouse five-star
right.
Service event? Because McMahon still, to this day, say what do you want anybody out there, but they pump out some of the best beef. But I also really found that I love the Silver Saddle.
Oh, the Silver Saddle Steakhouse.
On Benson Highway and I-19 or I-10.
And Adam, what's the name? Oh, my God, I'm drawing a blank.
I don't know.
The actor. You know, the big thing.
Oh, Sandler.
Adam Sandler was just there a few weeks ago.
Yeah, he was. We just, in fact, my uncle who's here, we just went and we had a steak there for lunch, and it was phenomenal.
I love it. Anyway, CJ Ham can be followed at TucsonFoodie.com, Tucson Foodie on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Google+, wherever fine whiskeys are sold.
Nick Adam even put us on Tinder. He's all over the place.
Always a pleasure partying with you, CJ.
Thank you, Matt.
If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website early next week at OnTheMenuLive.com. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and CJ Ham reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5,
it's on the menu live.
Cheers. Come see Clay dance with a pig at Jerry Cigars. You're in for a real treat. We'll see you next week at Borderlands Brewing Company. Take it easy. Have a great weekend.